Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get...
We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Doug Barry is our guest. He's a Marketing Communications Director at the U.S. Commercial Service Division of the Department of Commerce. He's the editor of A Basic Guide to Exporting, the 10th edition now, out, brand new edition, updated, and to include all the internet stuff, right, Doug?
That's right, Jim. There's a whole chapter on it.
Give us the website, please.
Yes, the website is export.gov. with the www on the front of it, and Basic Guide to Exporting is prominently featured there, or just type those things in the search engine and it'll pop right up, and you can order it right online, of course.
Which I encourage you to do, folks, and that would be a good, this is if you would like to just get started trying to begin your education, you know, 101 for exporting, buy this book and it will help you do that. It will give you the foundation that you need to take the next step for exporting. And, you know, Doug, we're talking about the internet. I want you to give us some more thoughts on this. But when I think about when I think about the people I used to work for that were my clients who used to export, who were exporting in those days, when I think about all the gyrations, all the degree of difficulty that they had to go through to export compared to now, it's amazing. I mean, I think there are many, many small businesses in America who are missing opportunities because they have not become, they have not educated themselves about export opportunities.
Yes, Jim, you're right. And the first thing, of course, is to make a commitment to treat well the international buyer who will eventually contact you, will eventually find you. Making it easier to find yourself is important. And that's why one of the bits of advice that I give the folks who call our 1-800 number in Washington is to make sure that you have some text on your homepage that welcomes the international buyer. We ship internationally. We love our international customers. And here's, you know, some basic information about how to order from us if you're outside the country.
Or anything. Just say, just say, please, if you're an international company, please send me an email and I'll call you back. Make it where it's easy for them. Especially make them feel that you are anxious to talk to them, that your organization is prepared to deal with them. Because otherwise, if they show up and none of that's there, they're going to say, okay, now I've got to raise these people. I got to bring them along. And, you know, I've got to convince them to do business with me. And you don't want that. You want to make it easy for them.
The transaction may very well happen offline after they've found you. Then, as you say, you have a conversation with them by email or even by Skype.
Yep.
If you want to see them,
goodness,
if they want to see you.
All the things, the ways you can connect these days over Skype for free.
Yes.
Skype to Skype is free.
And can you imagine, you know, giving them a product demonstration while they're viewing you, if your product is, you know, hand size,
right,
or at least you fit in the viewfinder of the camera. You can actually demonstrate things.
Well, you guys used to do this yourselves before Skype. You guys did this, but you had to go to the, it was a big, big rigmarole. You had to go to the, it was available. It was great. But now that's a service that you guys probably don't even have to offer anymore.
No, that's right. We still do. In a sense, we can, you know, bring a room full of people into one of our embassies.
Right.
And then the buyers or the producers around the country can give them the demonstration, discuss with them, talk to them about the product, negotiate with them, and then complete the deal offline.
But now, one-on-one, you can just do the same thing with Skype. But here's the thing I want to remind you folks. There still is so much brain power, experience, and critical mass with the commercial service, the U.S. Commercial Service. These guys are your go-to people to help you get your export strategy built and executed. And also, then there are other organizations that can help you get paid, the Doug's Group, but also the Ex-Im Bank folks and AmCham, the American Chambers Overseas. All these organizations are available to help you. Now you can do more of it yourself because of the internet. Doug, thank you so much for all that you do for small businesses.
You're very welcome, Jim, and thanks for featuring this and reminding your listeners about the importance of exporting.
You know how important I think it is. Export.gov, right?
That's it.
Check it out. In the book, by the way, folks, 10th edition, Basic Guide to Exporting, right there, too, and also on Amazon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.